welcome to Hocus Pocus, Let's Focus podcast. I'm Susie.
And I'm Dee.
And we are two witchy friends opening up the broom closet door if you are curious or have questions about the overall spiritual and metaphysical journey. We are here to create a fun and safe atmosphere.
So sit back as two witchy friends bring you information on interesting topics as we jump into this Hocus Pocus, Let's Focus episode.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Y'all, it's been a ride and it's been 13 days in.
You know, I forgot to tell you that, well, today is the 13th, but tomorrow, Mercury.
I know.
The retrograde.
Do we? No, girl, you know what? It's just, I will jump on this. The world hasn't been the same since Netflix took Friends off, and I'm not a big Friends fan, but honestly,
oh my God,
it hasn't been your week, your day, week, even year. We've already been going on 2 years of COVID, guys, so let me just say I'm over it.
I'll be there for you.
And I'll be there for you too, but honestly, at this point, this is just starting to feel like we're in Groundhog Day for like 2 years.
It's so, when we were chit-chatting, I was telling Dee, it's been a ride since it's just been a fucking chariot, and like you said, we're 13 days in. I went out of town for conference, came back. I'm not feeling well, but it's not COVID or any of the variants. It's just, I need a checkup because I haven't gone. And of course I can't get in till next week, but you know what? At least I'm getting in and I'm not the only one. Everyone is in the same boat. So I hope whoever is listening out there, your January is going a lot better than.
I really do hope it. And you know what? We don't mean to sound like sour pussies.
No.
It's been a great, at least I have mixed feelings about January and we're 13 days in, but it's been like, yay, shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically how it's been. Ah, shit. Okay, here we go.
Yeah. I told Dee, I was like, no, I think 2022 is going to start in February.
Y'all, this trial period kind of sucked. Oh. And then Susan tells me right now, you're like, Mercury retrograde. I'm like, I know.
Yeah, Mercury and Venus are in retrograde. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's going to be tough for you anyway, Dee, because it's your Saturn return year. So
I know. I love how you put it in. I'm like, thank you, Susan. I am quite aware of the fiasco that the fucking
cosmos are. But that way you know. At least you know, you know?
No, I know. I'm just playing with you.
Oh, man.
So we stay tuned for episodes to come for Hocus Pocus because we planned a lot of stuff for y'all.
Yes.
And we're gonna be doing some, when me and Susan get around to doing the filler episodes for my Saturn return, y'all, because it's been
so fun.
It's been the tower.
Okay, it's gotta chariot down.
No, I'm so happy. I'm going to put this out there. My December, when I got the news that I was going to get laid off,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was fucking ecstatic. I was fucking happy. Yeah. So happy. Because during that time, I really was in that terror moment. I can sum up my entire time was, what is it? The Eight of Swords? Is it where you're feeling trapped?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly. Because I kept getting that for time and time and time again.
Right.
But yes, other than that, I've had the lovely pleasure of, and I mentioned this before, no sponsorship by her or anything like that, but Heather Hart, yes, from Healing Through Tarot. She's the one that actually made a lot of sense of my tarot card year and how that marked. So not on top was I only experiencing my Saturn return. I was completing a 10-year cycle. So talk about whatever it is that's going on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a ride, a blessing. But other than that, guys, I'm very happy. I was super happy when I got laid off. Started to do a new venture. That's why I have a little bit more time. And for those of you, just going to segue into this really quick. By the time that you guys probably this launches, there is a 2K download giveaway happening on Instagram. So definitely be sure, head on over to at Hocus Pocus, Let's Focus on Instagram. Mm-hmm. We're going to be giving out to one lucky winner. The details are going to come out. They're already on there. And may the odds be ever in your favor.
And thank you guys so much. When we hit 2K, I was like, wow. Dude, even when we hit, like, remember, like, oh my gosh, we have like 100.
Girl, it's been great. And you know what?
God, it's amazing.
For anyone out there starting their podcast journey, definitely do not compare yourself to other people. I mean this full-heartedly, like, stay in your, don't get discouraged. It's going to be like exercising.
Yeah,
the more you do it, the more you get on it. You know, there's times where me and Susan been dead tired and we've had to table conversations.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see, you know, your favorite podcaster, they're like, we hit 1,000 downloads, 15K downloads, and whatever shape, way, or form. And, you know, props to you if you're using Anchor, props to you if you're using, you know, you're doing it on your own, you're not using one of those provider services. Give yourselves prop, because figuring all this shit out is not easy. So keep going. I believe in you. And it's like that little reel or TikTok. It's like, go little rock star. I love that little trick.
Sure. I know. I love that too. So for sure. Thank you guys so much. And make sure you go check out our Instagram, and maybe you could be the lucky winner. And if anything else, if you leave us a 5-star review, you can get a free tarot or oracle card reading on the pod.
That actually gives me an idea, because Carlos actually told me about this.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to read one podcast review on here. That way you guys, you know, whoever left this, you know that we actually are reading this, and we thank you. Thank you so much. So big shout out. This is one of the one review that we got, and it's Lovely Brujas.
Oh.
Thank you guys for being so cool. Love to listen to your podcast. You make me laugh and you bring insight to your craft.
Aww.
I appreciate you. Best of luck and keep up the work. And this is Charlie Pod 8.
Aww.
So Charlie Pod 8, thank you so much, so much, so much. We're beyond blessed for your review. Definitely, if you can, head on over. It helps us reach our followers. Mm-hmm. And with that said, you know, you'll get a shout out. You will also get a card review, mm-hmm. and you'll be featured on this podcast. So we'll be doing that every time we record. We're going to be talking about one pod review at least. Yeah. So be sure for that big shout out.
Awesome. I love it. So we do have a special treat for everyone out there. We are actually, and I had started just on Instagram, offering a service to look at your year ahead,
yes,
right?
To see how 2020 is gonna, how it's gonna screw you, but no.
Thinking positively. Or at least like a guidance, right? So Dee and I were discussing, and we did pull at least our cards for together for Hocus Pocus, Let's Focus. Mm-hmm.
What was our card, by the way? I think we had it when I was being Charlotte. We got them back.
Oh, that's right. That was so funny. So if you don't know, Charlotte is Dee's cat. So, but we didn't have her out there. It's just that I was taking a picture like a boomerang, right? And you just see Dee's little fingers like on my laptop. Like, what were you doing? Like touching?
Yeah, I was like touching. touching the keyboard. I don't know what I was doing, but I remember I was,
because I have the cover on the keys.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. This is
so
true.
I was like, it was so funny, like my Charlotte fingers. I was like, you're what?
Being Charlotte is like,
it was so funny.
You can do that. It was so cute. That's how it basically was.
It was too cute. I liked it. I thought it was adorable. But we did want to, we thought it would be great for the collective, just, you know, some guidance throughout the year. I think it wouldn't hurt. You know what I mean? Just so you have that focus card. And if this isn't for you or whatnot, you actually can, if you calculate your date of your month, your birthday, the month, the day, and then this year, 2022, it actually gives you your tarot card for this year.
So what's yours?
Mine is the Hermit. What is yours?
Oh, I think mine is the Chariot. Hang on a second. Yeah, it should be the Chariot. No, is it? I'm not sure. Somewhere. Because this one was my Wheel of the Year. Is that the Chariot afterwards? Yeah, this is just to show you that I'm not like...
Your day, your month, your day, and then the year, 2020.
Justice. It was the week. Chariot so, is.
Yeah, if you can, if you want to go that route, you can go that route.
No, but definitely I do recommend. I have, I've had somebody pull my year ahead spread with a focus on, you know, what is it? What's going to come out for Hocus Pocus? Mm-hmm. What's it for my career? So I definitely recommend, if you're somebody who loves to plan, I consider, tarot as the night vision.
Right.
Looking into your year ahead. Mm-hmm. What better way for you to know, it's like, hey, my October is going to be I'm going to have a lot of questionable doubts of myself. That way you're prepared.
Exactly. So, and then if you get readings, let's say we're in August and you get a reading, when you have that card, I think that would help whoever is reading your cards, or even if you read your own cards, to go back to and be like, oh, you know what, this was my general focus on relationships, myself, work, whatever. And it can actually help guide you in clarifying anything you need for that month.
Oh, it's really cool. And if anybody out there just likes data and like maybe correlations, keeping a journal,
mm-hmm.
like doing your year ahead, doing your journal, if you pull cards for yourself or if you go back, see the correlations, like definitely do a month review, a month ahead for that specific. You can get super granular, but I definitely recommend at the end of the month, jot down, go back if you've gotten your year ahead spread or, a reading done either for yourself or somebody else has done that for you, and look back and see like, oh yeah, or even in November or December, and see how everything kind of goes full circle. It's right. Like, just look at the bigger picture. That's what I'm interested in. Honestly, I've been doing my three card spreads in my agenda. And I write down the significant events that I've had, as of recently,
mm-hmm.
because I'm going to look forward to that in the future. I was like, oh, what happened here?
Right. That's good to know. I like it. So, well, should we get started?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me get my cards. So again, this is for the collective. If it doesn't resonate, don't stress about it. Again, you can always contact Dee or myself on our Instagram or our email if you want your own personal reading.
Honestly, I would highly recommend, we both are open, but I would definitely recommend Susan. Not just because she's my favorite and she's my this one, but no, definitely recommend her. She's really, really well-versed in tarot. I call her on when I have questions, when we even did the pool for today on Instagram. So if you really want a good reading, definitely, you're in Susan's hands.
Ew. Okay.
Did you just say ew?
No, I said thank you.
Oh, I'm like, I think your hands are very lovely, by the way.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Oh, okay. So I'm going to go ahead and start. I'm going to do each month. And then, I don't know, do you want to explain the cards that you're going to pull?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go for it.
So it's going to be doing each month, and I'm going to be focusing on the quarters. So the quarters are going to be Q1, Q2, Q3. So you're looking at January, February, March, that's Q1. And then April, May, June, Q2. And then it's, July, August, and September, October, November, December, that's Q4. There you go. So I'm going to be pulling an oracle card for those quarters in your life for the collective. This is just going to be, you know, what to lay the foundation. I'm going to be using the Yule cards and what fears to let go of for you to focus on during those quarter period, those quarters. So with that said, whenever you're ready, my dear. Did I hear Susan over there? Which one are you using, first of all? Who gets... How does Tarot get to, like, victimize us now?
So I'm actually using the Mystical Manga. This was actually the second tarot deck that I had ever purchased for myself. So that's what's going to be used today. So 1 second. So January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September.
I need more. Invest in a bigger cast here. Okay.
Woo! And December. Goodness. Okay, y'all. So, usually when I do these readings, it takes about an hour. This is because, you know, I email it to you and I really go into the nitty gritty. Since, you know, we don't want to keep you here all day long, I'm going to go through each month. This is a general for the collective, and I'm going to give you advice. So instead of going too in depth, especially because it is, you know, for the collective, I'm just going to kind of go give you some advice for that month. Okay. All right. Even though we're midway through January, here's what came out. So I'll go ahead and just go through the cards. January, we have the Ace of Swords in reverse. So, and this is so funny because with Mercury being in retrograde, miscommunication or indecision. So the sword, think of it as a double-sided weapon, right? It has a gift and a warning. So this card usually means truth and clarity and communication and justice, and even like bright new ideas. With it in reverse, it's like maybe faulty logic. You don't have all the information. It's miscommunication and indecision. So take up the idea. Make sure you find the truth, okay? Not just your truth, but get all the information that is needed, okay? And wield this out of love and not out of a place where it's destroying your peace. Okay. So don't be scared of Mercury retrograde. I know it gets a bad rap, but this is a time for you to restore. It's really a time for you to, it's all the re's. You need to rethink things, restore yourself, rejuvenate. So that is the general reading for January. And then in February, a lot of air, a lot of swords here. So we have the 10 of Swords. So if you're feeling the injustice of January, the 10 of Swords, trying to change the outcome can sometimes be a waste of time and energy. You have to take what you've learned and move into the future. That way you can go and be a better person. Leave the past in the past, especially when people repeatedly hurt you. So in this specific card, the Ten of Swords are buried deep into this person's back. You see the blood. Right. However, she's facing forward and it's like the sun is rising. So it's like you need to leave that stuff behind you in order to go and move forward to a new beginning. Okay, so in February, it's like how I told Dee, it's like, you know what, January doesn't count right now. February, we're leaving all the hurt behind, all the bullshit, and we're gonna move forward, whatever that means for you in general, okay? Even if it's like New Year's resolutions, it's being kinder to yourself and really stepping forward on what's gonna serve you and your higher self and your higher purpose. So February might be a little rough. I know it's Valentine's Day around that time. Remember, you don't need someone to make
self-love, y'all.
Yeah, you don't need someone to give you that purpose. You need to find it within yourself. So please don't forget that, because in March, we have the beautiful Four of Wands. Ooh. And it's so beautiful to see, like, you're going through a transition period of like, okay, there's miscommunication, shit happens in February, rough. Yeah, it's the end of a cycle, but the start of a new journey. And then you see the Four of Wands. And this card indicates a celebration, a coming together. You're happy, whether it's with friends or colleagues, you know, even though COVID is rampant and all the variants, it's a celebration, maybe weddings or parties, please be safe. But the advice here is just take part in these events. And it's the best that it can be. And overall, you need to enjoy it. So take the time to almost like stop and smell the flowers and enjoy the beauty that's around you. Hopefully it's getting a little bit warmer. You know, it's spring break time if you're a teacher or a college person. And it's always a great time, you know, at least to recharge batteries and just kind of, you know, get what you need to get done. January, March. Okay, now we have April.
So do you want me to do the quarter?
It's up to you. Do you want to?
Oh, however you want.
Me? You can.
So just to jump in, guys, just we can keep it in chronological order. Mm-hmm. So like Susan said, this January, the retrograde, with that Ace of Swords in reverse, coincidentally, we got perspective. So for January, February, and March, it is all about changing your perspective on things. So my deck that I'm using to base off fears is my Urban Crow Oracle deck. And in this depiction has Eva Crow literally hanging upside down. And the reason why they do that is, you know, to trick or anything like that, but it's more so like the Hanged Man. What the collective needs to do during this time is change that perspective. If you've been so used to people pleasing, if you've been so used to, you know, doing things for others, you know, recover, not all that hurt, taking back that ten of swords, all the swords are in your back, mm-hmm. but you're moving forward. Don't dwell on the pain. Don't dwell in the retrograde where you're like, well, so-and-so this. It's like, you need to shift. Think those bad incidents, flip them, find the silver lining. And that's going to change. That is the fear that you need to let go of. You need to change your perspective on life. And then the foundation, we got merriment, and I am using my Seasons of the Witch Yule Oracle card. And it says, what joy, what glee beams from the sounds of voice, uplifting the webs of sorrow, glimmering as if no tomorrow. So with merriment, back then in the day, you know, you didn't have light, you didn't have celebration. Now we do. Now we have the ability, if you want to follow your dreams, you want to pursue higher education, you want to start a new career, start a business, change ventures, you know, touching on February, not that you need a partner. Remember, you need to find that self journey, focus on that self recovery, whatever that shape may be. Like Marie Kondo, it has to spark joy in you. So definitely, you know, change your perspective and enjoy life with whatever it brings you. Definitely don't dwell on the past, don't stick with it. And that's the message for Q1.
Cute. And I like that. Okay, so we went January, February, March. Now we're coming into April. So April, we have the Five of Coins. This could mean either physical trials are hard or maybe financial trials. But the advice here is don't be so hard on yourself. You need to ask for help and accept it with grace. It's okay if you need a helping hand. If someone says, you know, if you're overwhelmed, like, well, is there anything I can help you with? Say, actually, yes. Yes, there is something you can help me with. So with the Five of Coins there, it really is time. When it's happening to us, we're in it. So we're not looking that there's light shining behind us if we were just to kind of pick ourselves up from the ground and see that there's help out there. Okay. And I do want to note that in this particular spread, there is a lot of swords. And just in case you're not really familiar, the suit of swords are associated with air. And this is our ideas about truth and communication, how we speak our truth, our logic. So when we look at the swords, we learn about how we think about the world and approaching these challenges. The reason I bring that up is because in the next month we have is the Five of Swords. And this to me is, it's like when you're picking and choosing your battles, but it's like when you're fighting, it's like no one really wins. Okay, right. So before the battle happens, and remember, this doesn't mean battle necessarily with other people. This can even be an internal battle. Make whatever restorations that you can and move forward in peace. If it hasn't happened, you know, there hasn't been any trials, and hopefully, you know, you're taking these cards for the month. It's trying to figure out a better way to solve the conflict. Okay. So there will always be conflict, don't get me wrong, but having those two back-to-back fives, I feel like these 2 months may be a little bit of a trial for you. So we're trying not to beat ourselves up, okay? And that is especially true with our negative self-talk. So now we're moving into June, and June we have the Six of Swords. And the Six of Swords is that the only solution to a situation seems to just leave. Okay. Running away isn't always the right answer, but this might be your only option, is to leave whatever isn't serving you behind. People, your negative talk, relationships, maybe even a job, whatever it is, get out of the situation so you can see more clearly and see what you're dealing with. The only benefit with distance is that you'll be able to figure things out. So we want to kind of push back a little bit.
Which is very funny that you you talk about retreating. So the Yule card, which is the foundation card for Q2, it's called bear medicine. So what do bears do in the winter? They hibernate. Think of the bear as that hermit card in tarot. Basically, what you do is, after all the craziness, after everything, you know, would not going and overextending yourself, asking for help when you need to, taking that extra rest for yourself, especially to decompress. And even if you've had a hard month or you're recovering in one shape, way, or form, however Q1 has treated you or the following months, definitely take that time to heal, because it says there is no tomorrow without the healing of the past. For the stillness, you shall find yourself right where you are. Practice mindfulness. That's
nice.
That is something that you guys need to take for Q2. what the fear that we need to work on in order for you guys to build that peace, that inner tranquility, is freedom. Remember, freedom looks very different for somebody. It's not breaking chain from your shackles or anything. It's what sets your voice free, what makes you feel, you know, that you have the ability. It's like maybe you're breaking free from a bad habit, whatever it is that you feel like it's tying you down. That's something that you need to look for, but look for freedom as we are going into July, right?
Yes. So July. So. Yeah. Very good. And oddly enough, you know, we have July, we have the Three of Wands. So this is your choices have been made, but actions need to be taken. Okay. So now it's a time to wait and see what happens, and we're already figuring it out. So make use of this time by doing what you can to help things along and plan for the next step. So you have your planning. All right, this didn't work. This needs to go. And how can you move forward? So the wands, this fire energy is about movement. So you can't get things done, or it's wonderful to manifest all these things, but you need to help it along. So what steps can be taken? In August, we have the Knight of Cups. So we finally have some water energy going on. The Knight of Cups, however, is in reverse. So while the wands is about chase and action, this night is kind of very dreamy, romantic. You know, we kind of have our head in the clouds. Don't settle for less. Okay. But if we're in reverse, you're too lackadaisical. Now we're indulging too much in romanticism, and it's kind of you're a little oblivious to what's happening around you. So remember to ground yourself, refocus, and stick to the plan that you were setting in action in July.
And look at this. This is, you're talking all about summer loving.
That's when true.
You go a little bit overboard.
Yeah.
You have to come back to that reality. It's like,
exactly. And it's so funny because in September we have another night. So we have back-to-back nights, and the nights are seen as like the teenagers. You know what I mean? Really gung-ho, nothing can hold me down. I'm just going to go do it. Blah, blah, blah. So we have the Knight of Coins, and the Knight of Coins is very devoted and loyal. Okay. While the other knights, they're either head in the clouds or, you know, kind of playing with those emotions, or they're just always on the go. Like, I'm just going to go without, you know, with any regard. The Knight is actually very grounding, very trusting. So in September, this is a time to slow down. Okay. Take your time, make the most of what you have. And this is a time to start cultivating patience in September.
So wait. Oh, okay. So that marks Q3.
Yes.
So what you guys, I'm talking about that summer love and all that stuff, what we need to let go of going into, you know, for Q2 is exposed. So in this depiction, you have a, you know, a baby crow exposed to a hawk. It could be very scary. It can be, you might feel like a little bit, you know, you let your guard down. Maybe why is that love that you've been going a little bit overboard, but it's like alone and unprotected, the fledgling vulnerable to attack. Exposed may indicate being thrusted into the spotlight and not in a good way. As a result, you may feel helpless and fear possible criticism. Exposed may also point out to a free opportunity for taking, as there will not be much in the way of opposition. So be free. You know, it's going to be a little scary. You don't know if you're going to, that hawk's going to come and get you, or you might be able to break away. But we have solstice as your foundation for that. And all about is like lighting warmth, basically. It's finding yourself and your truth. So with that, remember to have your inner light, especially if, you know, your love has gone a little bit overboard and it's remind yourself to ground yourself. And at the end of the day, you are all that you have, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not that all that you have in that bad aspect. It's remember who you are. Remember that you have fire within. And to keep that as your driving force, especially if you're being exposed. So
nice. Okay, so now we're moving into October and we have the Two of Swords in reverse. So this is facing a decision. And when you're stuck between like a rock and a hard place, it's like, you know, you have two choices, but you're like, which is the right one? Which is the right one? But deep down, sometimes you know what the decision is. Sometimes it's that fear that makes us, you know, either that imposter syndrome starts coming in and it's like, no, but what if it doesn't work? And what if? And your emotions start interfering when it's time at this point in time, you need to like start moving around with logic, reasoning. With it in reverse, it's like you're ignoring the problem. Okay, you're either refusing to accept the facts or you might just be lying to yourself. So it's like, you know, the right choice, but maybe you don't go that way because it's like, oh, you know, well, so-and-so won't understand. So I'll just do it this way. Or, you know what? It's better not to fight. You know, I'll just do it this way. The more you lie to yourself, the more you refuse to accept whatever facts that are being presented to you, it's just going to rear its ugly head later. And the reason I say that is because come November, we have the Eight of Swords. And the Eight of Swords is, some situations seem like it's the end all be all, right? It's like, oh my gosh, my hands are tied. I'm tied up. I'm surrounded by these swords. But it's usually because you put yourself in that situation. It's like you did this to yourself. It mainly is you feeling this trapped feeling. It's in your mind. Okay. And yes, there's difficulty, but there your bonds are not inescapable. You can free yourself. Okay, but you have to overcome your emotions and you have to start thinking of situations in a different, completely different way. It's like, how many times can you like bang your head on the wall before you're just like, maybe I can't get through this wall. I need to turn around and go the other way. So how long you stay stuck is really going to be up to you. But the beautiful part is that come December, we have the Three of Cups. And this is being with friends. It's happiness. It's warmth. It's acceptance. It's enjoying the comfort with either friends or significant other or people around you that make you feel these good vibes. So keep in mind, keep a circle of people who genuinely want to see you succeed. And with that, whatever it is, sometimes that you're manifesting or you're working your ass off on, you don't need to post every single thing on social media. You don't have to tell every single person. Tell a handful. And it's, you want to tell the people that really have your best interest because, you know, the evil eye comes around and it's just jealousy. And some people don't want to see you grow. They say they do because that's like the nice thing to say, but you don't want to be caught where it's like, I thought you were happy for me. And then all they're doing is bringing you down. That's but December, true. December looks beautiful with that celebration.
So the cards that we have to complement Q3, we have all the festivities, right? Mm-hmm. And the card for letting go of your fears with the urban crow is observation. And the depiction that we have is of a crow looking at a spider web. So he can easily pick up and snatch up the spider, but what does he do? It's like a cat, you know, they observe it. Take October, take November as learning months, you know? Like Susan said, like keep a circle of your closest friends that want to see you succeed. During this time, October, you have, Halloween starts to kick up, Thanksgiving and Christmas, everything leading up to Christmas and the new year. remember who is there. Analyze, don't react. You know, just take an inventory. Mm-hmm. Because what's to come for the foundation for this one is mistletoe. So mistletoe is associated with, you know, romantic love. In this spread, it's about fertility, and that doesn't mean that, you know, you're successful, you're more than likely to get pregnant. Ideas, you know, this is your yes, you're on the right path card. Anything, you know, stuff will flourish, especially if you've worked hard. Exactly. You've put everything during this time, you know, instead of going out and partying, you've just been observing. It's like, okay, shift and go back and use that strategy from Q1 of changing that perspective. Sorry.
You're good.
I don't know what I want to say perception. Perception wants to come out, y'all, but I fully agree with Susan. December looks like a very promising, at least for Q3. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is observe. You're on the right path. Continue to work on it and surround yourself with people who want to win. Mm-hmm. And especially if you have a creative idea that's been lingering, the last months of the year can actually be the best there, where everything is in the full creative mode. You have all marketing campaigns going full blast from October, November, and December. So if you feel a little bit like you need to get your creative juices flowing, this is the time to do so. So
I like that.
With that.
Even with the tarot and the oracle, looking at the spread, it's a lot of whoever this is for. Everybody, we need to check our emotions. Sometimes they can get the best of us because it's a lot of thoughts too. Yeah,
I think it's all swords. Yeah,
it's all swords, and then the pentacles that keep us grounded. One is like, okay, now you're too hard on yourself. And the other one is like, all right, slow down. So remember, we take that time to ground ourselves and to protect ourselves. So at least we'll start with January. Watch out for that miscommunication. Don't
remember, guys, perspective.
Yes. Thank you. You took the words right out of your mouth. With that Ace of Swords in reverse, just right now, let's observe. Let's start thinking. Let's kind of keep our emotions in check. Don't swallow them. That's not what we're saying. Just don't let them get the best of you is all. But overall, I hope this helps whomever out there.
And with that said, guys, this brings me to a sponsor. We're going to be doing a little bit things different moving this new year for Hocus Pocus. If you're interested in advertising with us, sharing a spot, I definitely do, you know, send us a message. Mm-hmm. Email works fine. We'll be definitely doing shout outs. So, which brings me to our first sponsor. Our first sponsor is Viva La Moca. And this is here in El Paso, but they have beautiful, 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 you know, Chuco style clothing. They have gear. They have a t-shirt of the month. You know, this one specifically is for Charlie. Charlie is an amazing artist, him and Moni. Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal
artist, complete illustrations. If you want to go ahead and definitely contact him regarding, you know, creation of logo types, creation of a podcast cover, or if you just really want to sport a t-shirt of the month, mm-hmm. definitely that is something that they can help you out with. We absolutely love them. Thank you for all the support that you have given us. So, you know, if you're interested in getting a shout out on this podcast, definitely, you know, reach us, email us. We are more than happy to get you.
We would love to kind of like slingshot you in whatever it is that you are selling or promoting.
Get it. So here is to an amazing year. even though it may seem bumpy, it may seem anything. And there is a reason why I chose the Yule Oracle cards as opposed to my Samhain Oracle cards, which are all about harmony. I think of foundations, there's a lot of light, especially during the Yule time, at least in this depiction of these cards. It's very bright, it's very fresh, it's very bright cards. So instead of looking at the Samhain cards, which are a little dark and everything, it's like, no, we need uplifting energy.
Always, yeah.
We always need uplifting energy. So thank you, everyone, from the bottom of our hearts for all the support that you've given us and shared with us, you know, these past 7 months. Here is to a very, very cool, very cool, a lot of podcasts coming out, a lot of different themes. We're actually giving Susan her sexy magic.
Yeah, I can't wait for February.
Requested by popular demand. She's getting her sexy magic.
It's the best of us. Yeah, we have a lot. I mean, Dee and I were like, we were burning the midnight oil, man. We have some very great episodes coming up. And even if you're in town or close by, some events we're planning. So
stay tuned for that.
Here, you guys, it is. We just,
because the events, they're going to be booked. We've already set our dates. Mm-hmm. I've already spoken with the venues. They're happening. We're going to have them. So by all means, check us out. Each month is going to be having a different theme with itself. But other than that, y'all,
hit us up on Instagram for that 2K giveaway.
Yes, hit us up for that 2K Instagram giveaway. And if you're listening to this in a later episode and you're just binge watching, sorry, that giveaway has been closed depending on where you're reading it. Yeah.
But either way, we'll have giveaways. It's all part of the plan, y'all. Just
because we still need to celebrate our cake. Danny still owes us a cake.
He does, yeah. You know, with COVID though, it's been pretty hard. Yeah, but we'll get that cake. Don't you worry. But yeah, all right, y'all. Well, thank you so much, and then we'll see you on the flip side.
Bye, guys. Thanks. Be safe. Mask up. Hand sanitize. Crazy.
Bye.